This is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Register of Voters, and today is Tuesday, September 14th. We are currently 49 days away from the November 2010 general election, so it's coming up fast. Today we want to talk about, and this is really for our poll workers, the ability for our inspectors to pick up election supplies early. So to do that, we've got Imelda Carrillo. Imelda is in charge of our election services team, who essentially is responsible for poll sites, poll workers, and of course, them getting their supplies. And then Brett Rowley is our outreach manager, and Brett's primary responsibility is to deal with language issues, but also he works as the lead on putting these supply boxes together. So let's start with Imelda. So Imelda, we had in June, we did a brand new event, which was at the Orange County Fairgrounds, a large one-day distribution event that a lot of people really liked, don't you think?
Yes, it went very well. A lot of people were able to keep their weekend free, specifically Saturday, and pick up their supplies on Thursday.
So it was interesting. We saw, I think, a higher turnout or higher response rate than even I was anticipating. We had over 400 people that came to the fairgrounds and picked up their supplies early, which helped them out. Plus, it also relieved the stress on Saturday, so we didn't have as many boxes.
Yeah, that's true. I work the Saturday distribution here at the office, and usually we have four lanes of supply boxes. That after that event on Saturday, we only had about two lanes, which was really, really good.
Right, and it was, and plus, again, like you pointed out, it was good for those inspectors to get those supplies early and save their weekend. So we're kind of taking the same approach for November, but even offering, I think, a better solution based on feedback we got from poll workers, and that is having a choice. And so we had that distribution event at the fairgrounds, which was on the Thursday before the election at a specific time. Now we're going to offer pickup in Santa Ana at our Linwood warehouse at varying times. So from Wednesday before the election all the way through at least Sunday, they'll have the opportunity to pick up and reserve a time that they can come and pick up those supplies.
That is correct. We plan to start Wednesday afternoon all the way through Sunday. And you'll have an opportunity to kind of make an appointment, and your box will be delivered to you and put in your box as in your car within less than 5 minutes. You're in and out in 5 minutes.
Just think about this as an inspector. You're going to be able to go to your Pollworker Pass account online, and you'll be able to select the day and the time that you want to show up. That easy, that simple. We make it simple for them, so there's not a lot of stress on them. So, Brett, let's talk about logistics, because there are going to be some. When we did the event at the fairgrounds, we planned for that event for almost 8 months. And I think if you look at the survey results from people that attended that, it worked out well because it went off without a hitch.
Right.
And we're going to do the same thing for Linwood.
Absolutely.
But just to try and put it in people's minds, let's talk about, we're over 1,200 boxes that takes up an entire warehouse. To put all those supplies together, which are thousands of individual supplies, takes some planning.
Right. We do work on a very tight timeline and make sure that we have enough staff involved in each part of the process. Over the years, we've increased efficiencies so that we've been able to finish sooner. We used to finish on the Friday before the election for Saturday distribution. We moved it back a couple days, obviously. And we're going to do some new stuff this time to make it even better. Mm-hmm. And reduce the number of people we need and still meet the deadlines that we have by Wednesday.
Right.
But it does take months. There's a lot of print jobs involved and a ton of proofing, because mm-hmm. nothing goes in those boxes or nothing is put in the car without a lot of proofing, at least three eyes on everything that goes in things like the red canvas bag and the box in general.
Not to use the analogy of retail too much, but people have to think about this. You're talking about a box that fits in the trunk of a car that essentially contains all the supplies needed to open up a store. And
right.
This store, of course, is for people to vote.
Right.
And so, it takes a lot to make all of that happen and go in together. And we're going to work on that to make sure it goes off without a hitch. So if you are an inspector or you're a poll worker and you want to be an inspector, you can always do that as well and call us to see if we have a space available for you. But think about this. This is coming. We're going to have more details on the Poll Worker Pass mailing, which is going to go out at the end of September. As always, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks.